Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is ordering residents to continue to stay at home through May 30th, though he's adding a few restrictions while loosening some others starting May 1st. Here to go through what life will be like in Illinois for the next month is WBEZ's Illinois politics reporter Tony Arnold. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, Mary.
So why is the governor extending the stay-at-home order?
Essentially, it's because we're not at the peak yet. Governor Pritzker shared some modeling yesterday, some projections that show the peak number of deaths is in the process of happening essentially now through early May. It's kind of a long range here as this curve flattens. And additionally, these models that the governor's looking at show that his stay-at-home order is working.
If we lifted the stay-at-home order tomorrow, we would see our deaths per day shoot into the thousands by the end of May, and that would last well into the summer. Our hospitals would be full, and very sick people would have nowhere to go.
So this is ultimately the justification that the governor is using to extend the stay-at-home order another month through May.
Tony, we've been living under this stay-at-home order for 5 weeks. Can you tell us about some changes we'll see over the next 5 weeks?
Yeah, the governor is making some adjustments. For one, maybe the big thing is that everyone will have to wear a mask when outside and social distancing is not possible, especially in any type of store, for instance. That includes workers in grocery stores and pharmacies. Another thing is that essential services will have occupancy limits. So think about your grocery store again. There will be limits imposed on them about how many people can be inside at one time. Fire departments already do this. Two new sectors will be considered essential business and allowed to reopen. Those are garden centers and animal grooming. It looks like elective surgeries and certain medical screenings will be allowed at hospitals or healthcare centers. There's still some clarification we need on that, though. And finally, retail stores that have not been allowed to be open so far can now do pickup or delivery.
So gardeners and pet owners can do some business. And I see here that golfers and boaters get a chance to do their thing.
Yep, golfers can hit the links again. There will be some restrictions about that. Those have not been announced yet. People can get out on their boats on the lake, but they're limited to having only two people on a boat at a time. And then they're going to reopen some of the state parks just around Chicago. Those are the Chain of Lakes State Park, Moraine Hill State Park, and North Point Marina.
We've heard about pushback to extensions of stay-at-home orders in some other states. How are people here reacting to the extension?
You know, for the most part, I'm not hearing a lot of criticism of the decision, even from Pritzker's main detractors. It seems that people understand the stay-at-home order's working and that we're not out of the woods. You know, that said, the state Republican Party has been critical of Pritzker over how hard it remains to be for people to file for unemployment, the lack of testing, but the party's not criticizing the decision to keep people at home. That said, there is one downstate Republican I heard of last night, State Representative Darren Bailey. He did file a lawsuit in Clay County, citing he has been irreparably harmed by Pritzker's stay-at-home orders.
That's WBEZ state politics reporter Tony Arnold. Thank you, Tony.
All right, thanks, Mary.